This morning on WCHL, we're in for one more dose of winter weather. But just how bad should we expect this round to be? The most hotly contested race of the 2014 elections in Orange County is of the six men vying for sheriff. And the candidates went head-to-head for the first time late last week. And House 50 Representative Greg Meyer is running unopposed in the May primary, so his attention is fully on the short session, which is just 2 months away.
Remind people of the state that we have a strong vision for how to make and keep North Carolina prosperous.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And with WCHL Championship Sports, the fields are set as five triangle teams are dancing this year. We'll relive the Chapel Hill girls state championship game that capped an undefeated season. Plus, the UNC baseball team took another ACC series with a 2-1 defeat of Maryland. And
who are the two coaches to lead teams from Chapel Hill to 32-0 records and championships?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. And as we mentioned, a dose of wintry weather is ahead of us. One more of those at least. And Brandon Vincent, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, joins us now. And Brandon, we have to go through this one more time, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what is going to happen this time and how bad will it be?
Well, it doesn't look too bad. It looks very marginal, honestly. The temperatures have fallen to 32 degrees in the Triad and Roxborough area, just north of Chapel Hill. And fortunately, we've got primarily drizzle with some areas of light rain around, so there's not much precipitation. That's helping. And another thing is it's been warm lately, so the roads are relatively warm, and it's not extremely cold. Yeah, it's right near freezing. So combination of all those factors means that we'll probably see very marginal impacts, and they'll be confined to northern Forsyth, northern Guilford, northern Person counties, or north of the I-85 corridor. Well, and even then, like a glaze of ice on trees or elevated surfaces, maybe bridges, overpasses. So not too bad.
Sounds like it's not very serious. And if you would, give us our forecast for today, tonight, and tomorrow for the Triangle area.
Sure. Well, it's going to be about what you see this morning is about what you're going to get this afternoon, but, add 3 degrees. So high will be in the mid-upper 30s today in the Triangle area. There actually will be a chance for some freezing drizzle, maybe light freezing rain, again tonight and Tuesday morning. And the chance for that would probably be a bit further south into the, Triangle proper, including Raleigh and Chapel Hill. So maybe stay tuned to that. There could be a few slick roads tomorrow morning. It's something we'll have to take a closer look during the day.
Well, it doesn't sound so bad, and let's hope it stays exactly that way.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of this winter weather, and a lot of folks are.
Yeah, us too.
Brandon, thank you so much, and we will stay in touch.
All right, take care.
Brandon Vincent, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. There you have it. It's going to be a little chilly today, and it is a little chilly this morning, 33 degrees right now, and a 60% chance of precipitation, but nothing serious expected in the next 24 hours here. The Orange County Sheriff's race got underway in earnest this weekend with the six candidates squaring off in their first debate. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
More than 50 people filled the auditorium at Gravelly Hills Middle School Friday night to hear from the candidates running to be Orange County's next sheriff. The forum, sponsored by the Efland Ruritans and moderated by Greg Andrews, was the first time the six men have faced each other in debate. Though the field is crowded, the discussion was calm. Better communication between law enforcement agencies and more crisis intervention training for deputies were ideas each candidate endorsed. They all agreed that the current slate of gun laws are sufficient. They stressed they want the sheriff's office to continue to issue concealed carry permits, rather than shifting that function to the state or federal level. They also agreed the Orange County Jail should continue to house federal prisoners awaiting trial, as this brings in about $2.7 million of revenue for the county each year. Andy Cagle, a local businessman and the only candidate without law enforcement experience, said he wanted to reconfigure how deputies patrol the county, but this idea got little reaction from other candidates. Keith Webster said he would aggressively target known drug houses. David Caldwell said he'd make diversity a priority for hiring new officers. Buddy Parker touted new officer fitness requirements, saying as sheriff he would hold himself to any physical standard required of deputies. Larry Fawcett said the department needs to bring more education programs to local schools. Charles Blackwood promised to reduce redundant paperwork by switching to a paperless reporting system. All six men are running as Democrats, and there's no Republican challenger, meaning the race will be decided in the May 6 primary. Voters registered as Republican cannot vote in the Democratic primary unless they change their party affiliation to unaffiliated before April 10th. The race has already garnered much attention, as it's the first time in more than three decades that Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has not stood for re-election. The six candidates will face off again on April 16th at a forum hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name's Jeff Kennedy with the Kennedy Dental Group here in Chapel Hill. I practice with Dick Wagner and Leland Webb. Along with implant dentistry and some great advances in cosmetic dental options, one of the greatest advances for the quality of dental care has been oral conscious sedation. We've been practicing that in our office since 2009. We're certified with the state. One advantage is it takes the anxiety away. The obvious application for oral conscious sedation is the anxious patient or patients who may have avoided going to the dentist from fear of pain. The patient during the procedure is very relaxed and it causes less stress. And while patients do not go fully to sleep when they're sedated, they often have no recollection of the procedure at all. Even in cases where they remember it, they tend to remember it as just a brief visit. Sometimes it's hard to get away from a person's job long enough to make multiple appointments to come in over and over. And if it's more convenient, sometimes they can sit through one long extended session under oral sedation. It can feel like a short appointment to the patient and we get a lot more work done.
The Kennedy Dental Group, now in the iconic WCHL building on East Franklin Street.
Well, they can find us at Kennedy Dental Group online. Also, our phone number is 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Healthy should be easier. At least we think so. We're Massage Envy Spa, and we're making healthy, customized massages easier for everyone to enjoy, especially you. We're all about easy scheduling, neighborhood locations, and a price that's easy to love. Just $49.99 for first-time guests. That's healthy, only easier. That's Massage Envy Spa. Schedule today.
Locations in Eastgate and South Point, 1-800-944-ENVY.
33 degrees, 613 at WCHL. And Chapel Hill Town Council will consider a plan to bring bicycle and pedestrian improvements to Old Durham-Chapel Hill Road when the council meets tonight. The project would add sidewalks and bike lanes to the busy corridor. It's part of a joint effort with the City of Durham and the North Carolina Department of Transportation to improve the stretch of road between 15501 and Garrett Road. The total cost of the project is about $3.5 million, of which Chapel Hill will pay approximately $700,000. The council will also continue a public hearing on updated flood insurance rate maps. The council meets at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road tonight. Last year, the General Assembly voted to cut off unemployment benefits for thousands of North Carolinians, and the unemployment rate went down faster in this state than anywhere else in the country. But were those two connected, and if so, how? WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Republicans say cutting off benefits motivated people to get back on the job market. Democrats say the move actually discouraged people to the point where they dropped out of the job market altogether. But Mark Vittner, managing director and senior economist at Wells Fargo, says he's skeptical all around.
As with many things in economics, if you take the data and you twist them the way you want, you can say just about anything.
Vittner says he doesn't believe the unemployment rate fell solely because people dropped out of the job market. North Carolina's labor force did decline in 2013, but the decline was actually faster in the first half of the year before the state cut off benefits. Furthermore,
we had the biggest drop in the unemployment rate in the country. We didn't have the biggest drop in the labor force in the country. Not even close to it.
That suggests North Carolina was, in fact, getting people back to work in 2013 at a faster rate than most states. Governor Pat McCrory and other Republicans have touted this as a Carolina miracle. But Vittner says not so fast.
If you've been unemployed for a long period of time and you received emergency benefits, odds are you've exhausted a lot of your savings. I think many people, many of those folks, took jobs that they wouldn't have taken in the past because they were looking for something to replace the job that they had lost. But now they've got a different concern, which is I've got to get money in the door. And so part of that increase in leisure and hospitality employment we saw and in retail trade that picked up the second half of the year may have been people saying, well, I've got to take something because I've got to get money coming in. And that's not a success story.
Vintner made those comments at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce's annual economic outlook briefing last week Thursday at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you often encourage an infant to finish a big bottle of formula or expose your child to television too early, you could be setting the stage for childhood obesity. A new pediatric study at UNC found that these behaviors are all too common among parents in the United States, regardless of racial or ethnic identity. The survey of 863 low-income parents took place at UNC, New York University, Vanderbilt University, and the University of Miami. 50% of the parents in the study were Hispanic, 27% were Black, and 18% were white. UNC Assistant Professor of Pediatrics Ashley C. Skinner is a co-author of the paper.
When we have discussions with parents about a variety of these behaviors, we need to think about sort of the cultural norms for that particular family. But certainly what's more striking in this particular paper is the high prevalence of a lot of these behaviors in all parents.
One finding of the study was a tendency, especially high among Black parents in the study, to put children to bed with a bottle. Hispanic parents were more likely to encourage babies to finish feeding when they're given a bottle.
Overfeeding with a bottle is one of the things that we definitely know seems to be related to later obesity. It affects how well children can tell whether or not they're full.
One finding that really jumps out is that 90% of the infants had been exposed by parents to TV, with 50% watching actively.
We're talking about two-month-old children, and half of parents say that they have put their child in front of the television specifically for that child to watch TV.
The UNC study will be published in the April 2014 issue of the Pediatrics Journal. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, and I can tell you that the roads are probably very wet. We've had a lot of rain since yesterday, and it just keeps coming down steadily, and not coming down at the moment, but everything is wet out there, so could be a tendency to get a little slick, so please just be careful out there. Drive with a little extra caution. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this: 33 degrees, cloudy skies, periods of drizzle, a chance of rain and freezing drizzle this morning, and freezing rain. Then rain likely in the afternoon as well. High today in the middle 30s. Chance of precipitation is 60% all day. Now tonight, cloudy skies, patchy freezing rain in the evening. Chance of freezing rain after midnight as well. Our overnight low in the upper 20s, just a little below freezing. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Now tomorrow, still 50% chance of more rain, maybe freezing rain with patchy freezing drizzle early in the morning. A chance of just plain old rain with patchy drizzle in the afternoon. Our high temperature tomorrow about 40, so a little bit better tomorrow, a little bit warmer. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of drizzle and the low in the upper 30s. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and drizzle, but the high safely well above freezing, up in the middle 50s on Wednesday. So that's not so bad. It is coming up on 620 at WCHL. Let's get to WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina men's basketball team will have a chance to wipe the sour taste of the loss to Pittsburgh in the ACC tournament quarterfinals out of its mouth when it faces Big East tournament champion Providence in its opening game of the NCAA tournament out in San Antonio. That's where the Tar Heels are going. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
I really did. I thought we were going to come back and win the game, and especially when we got it down to single digits. I thought this is going to be one of the great finishes. I really believe that. And people think I'm a little wacko anyway, but gotta try something different.
That was head coach Roy Williams after his team's ACC loss Friday. UNC will certainly need to bring its best for a complete 40 minutes if it hopes to experience that winning feeling again. The Tar Heels will begin their NCAA journey in San Antonio as the number 6 seed in the tournament. First up will be the number 11 Providence Friars. The Friars will pose a formidable challenge as they down number 3 seed Creighton in the Big East Championship game. Coach Williams says he still believes Carolina has something left in store for the big dance.
You know, I'd say the same thing right now. Don't bury us yet. We've still got some play left.
UNC won't be the only Triangle team featured in the San Antonio region. The Eagles of NC Central, located in Durham, will join them. The winner of the Tar Heels-Friars contest will play the winner of the game between number 3 seed Iowa State and number 14 seed NC Central on Sunday. Sophomore point guard Marcus Page says he and his teammates are confident in their abilities to flip the switch on their recent fortunes.
You know, we're still doing things well, and I think our confidence isn't all on us, so we just got to get back to work and, you know, fine-tune some things and understand that you got to come ready to play against anyone for 40 minutes, not for 10.
The Tar Heels return to the NCAA field this season for the 10th time in 11 years under Coach Williams. Coach Williams has led Carolina to a 28-7 overall record in the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels are 20-5 in NCAA tournament play in their last 6 appearances, advancing to the Elite Eight in 2007, 2011, and 2012, the Final Four in 2008, and winning the title in 2009. And with the way this season has gone for these up-and-down Tar Heels, it's anyone's guess how far they'll go in March Madness, seemingly just as likely to lose in the first round as advance to the Final Four. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
And in other basketball news this morning on WCHL, we had a lot of excitement over the weekend in high school basketball. There is no question about that.
Cat Romaine says, go ahead and take it. I've been waiting 4 years. Jamila Smith, we were 13-12 as freshmen. 3 years, one state championship opportunity later, we won number 2. The Chapel Hill Tigers are the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A women's basketball state champs.
That is Paul Connell. He and Rand Northam did the play-by-play in that game on Saturday. Chapel Hill High School girls basketball team completed the quest for perfection on Saturday, defeating Hickory High in the Dean Smith Center 69-56. Sherry Norris has coached 917 games and has won more than 540 of those contests. She coached the Tigers to a state title way back in 1981, but she says none that have come before are equal to Saturday's conclusion.
This one is the one that all coaches dream of, just being undefeated. Every coach dreams of that. 32-0, that's just hard to describe. I've been coaching 37 years. Every year I'm like, oh, I wish I could coach an undefeated team and win the state championship. And to get to do it here on our home court, the Smith Center is like our home court because we're in hometown in front of our crowd, you know. It's just hard to describe how that feels.
That is Sherry Norris. Again, the Chapel Hill Tigers state champion, 69-56, final score over Hickory on Saturday. Number 13 North Carolina baseball team grabbed a 2-1 series win over Maryland on Sunday with a 9-4 victory and improved to 14-5 overall, 4-2 in league play. Freshman pitcher Zach Gallen earned his second win of the year. Chris McHugh remained perfect in his save opportunities this season to defeat the Terrapins and hand them their 6th loss at 11-6 on the year and 2-4 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Carolina spurted out to a 5-0 lead thanks to some solid hitting, but Maryland rallied back, closing the gap down to 5-4 as the clubs headed to the ninth. The Tar Heel bats lit it up in the final inning to close out the Terps in emphatic fashion, thanks to hits by Michael Russell, Parks Jordan, and Corey Dunbar. Next up, the Tar Heels return back to Chapel Hill to take on Princeton at Boshammer Stadium tomorrow at 6 p.m. Let's hope the weather is better for that than it is today. You know, we got that was really exciting over the weekend with all the NCAA tournament action. UNC, by the way, the Tar Heels will take on Providence, 7:20 p.m. on TNT on Friday night. Virginia plays on Friday night at 9:25. Duke also plays on Friday in the afternoon at 12:15. And North Carolina State University won't play until they will play on Tuesday in the play-in game at 9:10 p.m. 6:25.
Sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. There's a lot of uncertainty about how much regulation there should be of drones flying in the United States. Our CBS News colleague Morley Safer looked into this last night on 60 Minutes. The main problem, he says, is not about the flying, but the spying.
The common denominator in the world of most drones is the camera. Small drones deliver perfect high-definition pictures. And more sophisticated cameras are able to track vehicles and people from great distances.
That sort of thing never came up when the Founding Fathers were writing the Constitution, but it's coming up now, big time, as we'll hear after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners' insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners' agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Missy Cummings runs the drone research labs at MIT and Duke University. She's one of the experts on the subject that Morley Safer spoke with.
The issue that really comes to mind is privacy. These machines are all peeping Toms.
All sensors are peeping Toms. So anything that you have that's electronic is a peeping Tom.
Is there any right to privacy left, Morley?
Cummings and others argue that, like it or not, we live in a surveillance society. And that using a drone for pictures is no different than using high-powered binoculars or telephoto lenses. Others aren't so sure.
The privacy concerns are very, very major.
Dianne Feinstein is chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which oversees spying at home and abroad.
Feinstein defends the NSA's controversial telephone tracking, but thinks the proliferation of drones here at home is a different story.
And the question is, how does it all get sorted out? What is an appropriate law enforcement use for a drone? When do you have to have a warrant? When don't you have to have a warrant? What's the appropriate governmental use for a drone?
Very good questions, all. What there's a serious shortage of is very good answers. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $145 for a compost top dressing service, available now for $72. Green Energy Lawn Care believes that a homeowner should have the ability to reduce their carbon footprint while maintaining an organic, healthy, beautiful lawn. With today's deal, you will get 2.5 cubic yards of organic compost top dressing for your lawn, which covers at least 3,000 square feet. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, this is Don Reinford for Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels. Join us beginning March 17th, along with our area's most prominent elected officials, as they ride along with our volunteers to deliver meals to the people who need them in our community. Officials include Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinste, State Representative Verlo Insko, and a host of others. You too can help join our volunteer force of over 150 people to make a difference. For more information, chcmow.org or call 919-942-2948. And thanks, WCHL, for caring about the family in our community.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill cover. Brought to you by Sternovitz Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com. That's 942tire.com. Or you can give them a call at 942tire. Sternovitz Tire Pros. It is 33 degrees, cloudy today. Periods of drizzle in our forecast, a chance of rain and freezing rain this morning, and then rain likely in the afternoon as well. Our high today in the middle 30s, so it's really not going to warm up very much. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Now, tonight, cloudy with more freezing rain, and the lows in the upper 20s. Chance of precipitation 50%. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies, chance of freezing rain continuing in the morning. Then high tomorrow, about 40, so it will get a little bit warmer tomorrow. Chance of precipitation is 50%. More wintry weather, but it shouldn't really last all that long.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett, with about 97% of referendum voters wanting Crimea to join Russia, the leadership there has formally applied to be part of Russia. In Ukraine,
I'm Cammie McCormick in Kyiv. Ukraine's parliament has voted to partially mobilize 40,000 reservists, half of whom would be deployed within the armed forces, the rest to be used for the new National Guard. Over the weekend in Independence Square, recruitment tables were already set up. Ukrainian officials have said they have far too few combat-ready troops.
The U.S. is planning economic sanctions against Russia and could announce them as early as today. And the European Union's considering travel bans and asset freezes. Catherine Ashton is the EU's foreign policy chief.
I call upon Russia yet again to meet with Ukrainian leaders and to start dialogue with them and to try and move to de-escalation, please, as quickly as possible. We see no evidence of that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
33 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. One more dose of winter weather is on the way. How bad should we expect this round to be? Let's check in with Brandon Vincent, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh.
Doesn't look too bad. It looks very marginal, honestly. The temperatures have fallen to 32 degrees in the Triad and Roxborough area, just north of Chapel Hill, and fortunately, we've got primarily drizzle with some areas of light rain around, so there's not much precipitation, and that's helping. And another thing is it's been warm lately, so the roads are, relatively warm, and it's not extremely cold. Yeah, it's right near freezing. So combination of all those factors means that we'll probably see very marginal impacts, and they'll be confined to northern Forsyth, northern Guilford, northern Person counties, or north of the I-85 corridor, and even then, like a glaze of ice on trees or elevated surfaces, maybe bridges, overpasses. So not too bad.
Sounds like it's not very serious, and if you would, give us our forecast for today, tonight, and tomorrow for the Triangle area.
Sure. Well, it's going to be about what you see this morning is about what you're going to get this afternoon, but, add 3 degrees, so high will be in the mid-upper 30s today in the Triangle area. There actually will be a chance for some freezing drizzle, maybe light freezing rain, again tonight and Tuesday morning. And the chance for that would probably be a bit further south into the Triangle proper, including Raleigh and Chapel Hill. So maybe stay tuned to that. There could be a few slick roads tomorrow morning. It's something we'll have to take a closer look during the day.
That is Brandon Vincent with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and we will continue to stay in touch with those folks to stay right on top of the forecast for our area. Right now it is 33 degrees this morning at WCHL. It has rained quite a bit. The Orange County Sheriff's race got underway in earnest this weekend with the six candidates squared off in their first debate. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
More than 50 people filled the auditorium at Gravelly Hills Middle School Friday night to hear from the candidates running to be Orange County's next sheriff. The forum, sponsored by the Eflind Ruritans and moderated by Greg Andrews, was the first time the six men have faced each other in debate. Though the field is crowded, the discussion was calm. Better communication between law enforcement agencies and more crisis intervention training for deputies were ideas each candidate endorsed. They all agreed that the current slate of gun laws are sufficient. They stressed they want the sheriff's office to continue to issue concealed carry permits, rather than shifting that function to the state or federal level. They also agreed the Orange County Jail should continue to house federal prisoners awaiting trial, as this brings in about $2.7 million of revenue for the county each year. Andy Cagle, a local businessman and the only candidate without law enforcement experience, said he wanted to reconfigure reconfigure how deputies patrol the county. But this idea got little reaction from other candidates. Keith Webster said he would aggressively target known drug houses. David Caldwell said he'd make diversity a priority for hiring new officers. Buddy Parker touted new officer fitness requirements, saying as sheriff he would hold himself to any physical standard required of deputies. Larry Fawcett said the department needs to bring more education programs to local schools. Charles Blackwood promised to reduce redundant paperwork by switching to a paperless reporting system. All six men are running as Democrats, and there's no Republican challenger, meaning the race will be decided in the May 6 primary. Voters registered as Republican cannot vote in the Democratic primary unless they change their party affiliation to unaffiliated before April 10th. The race has already garnered much attention, as it's the first time in more than 3 decades that Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has not stood for re-election. The six candidates will face off again on April 16th at a forum hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
State House District 50 Representative Greg Meyer will run unopposed in the Democratic primary, so he's turning his attention to the short session of the General Assembly, which convenes in May. Meyer says it's time for the state's Democrats to push back against a Republican supermajority. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I want to make sure the Democrats remind people of the state that we have a strong vision for how to make and keep North Carolina prosperous. Some of the things that people are unhappy with that have happened over the last few years would not have happened if Democrats were in control of the legislature.
Under the leadership of Republican Governor Pat McCrory, Meyer says he believes that many Democratic values have been swept aside.
I believe a lot of people in North Carolina, when they voted for Governor McCrory, thought they were voting for a moderate. And at best, he's been moderately ineffective. The governor really hasn't been able to push forward any type of moderate agenda. He's allowed the Republican legislature to move forward their right-wing agenda, and that's going to hurt North Carolina.
Meyer, who was appointed to the seat in late October, says his two priorities are education, particularly teacher pay, and environmental protection. In November, he will face the winner of the Republican primary, either retired banker Louis Hanna or Pastor Rod Cheney, for the seat which represents parts of Orange and Durham counties. Meyer, with a background in public education, says that if he successfully retains his seat in the general election, he will continue his work to ensure that the voices of teachers are heard in Raleigh. Meyer currently serves as the Director of Student Equity and Volunteer Services for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Educators across the state are angry about a new law that ends teacher tenure and replaces it with a plan that will reward the top-performing teachers. The measure requires school districts to identify the top 25% of educators to receive 4-year contracts with annual raises of $500. In exchange, teachers have to give up their career status, which requires due process or a hearing before an attempted demotion or firing. The law will phase out career status for all teachers by 2018.
In Chapel Hill schools, the contracts were offered to several hundred teachers, and 95% of them rejected the contract. An example of the legislature trying to create a system without actually talking to the people that it's going to impact and finding out whether it'll work for them.
On the subject of the recent Duke Energy coal ash spill in Eden, North Carolina, Myers believes that the incident was handled poorly by state leaders. As a result of a stormwater pipe collapse at Duke Energy's plant in February, at least 30,000 tons of pollutant were dumped into the Dan River, coating approximately 70 miles of the riverbed. Coal ash contains toxic contaminants such as arsenic, mercury, and lead.
I think that the lack of action on the coal ash spill and on coal ash storage from the governor and his allies shows that environmental protection is not their priority. And clearly, we need to move coal ash away from sources of fresh water. And it really should be Duke's responsibility to pay for it, not the taxpayers and people of the state.
Regarding the state's controversial voter ID legislation, which McCrory signed into law in August of last year, Meyer says he believes it targets minority groups in order to restrict their voter participation and politically benefits those who pass the law.
I believe that our democracy works best when everyone has the ability to vote. It doesn't have to be my party that wins, just as long as everybody has a chance to have their say-so, and I'd rather not restrict them.
Meyer adds that he is against the state's ban on gay marriage and would like to see Amendment 1 overturned. For more information on the House 50 candidates, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools will hold another focused dialogue in the district budget tomorrow night, 6:30 at Carrboro High School. District leaders will be meeting with representatives from each school. Because it's a focused dialogue, not everyone at the meeting will be able to speak, but members of the public are invited to attend and observe. And Chatham County officials say drinking water in some parts of the county might have a musty taste and odor for the next month or so, but it's still safe to drink. Chatham Water Utilities found higher than usual levels of compounds in water recently sampled from Jordan Lake Reservoir, causing the slight difference in taste. Director Leonard McBride says this is a seasonal issue that's, quoting here, not uncommon for water systems that draw raw water from lakes. Since it's seasonal, county officials say it should only last about a month, but in the meantime, residents can minimize the taste difference by refrigerating water in a pitcher or using a carbon filter. 640 at WCHL coming up next. Vicki Reiner has today's commentary on WCHL.
Don't miss all the exciting Carolina baseball action this weekend as the Tar Heels host Georgia Tech for a three-game series at Bosch Emmer Stadium. Bring the kids and take the field for the national anthem, fireworks on Saturday, and run the bases after Sunday's game. First pitch is scheduled for Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at 1.
This is head coach Mike Fox. Come out to Bosch Emmer Stadium this weekend and catch all the action as we take on Georgia Tech.
Tickets and information available at GoHeels.com.
Spring into a Honda at Crown Honda South Point. Get the best deals now, like a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, just $199 a month. Why settle for less than a Honda? Spring into a new Honda at Crown Honda South Point, on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. $24.99 down payment due at signing excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
643 at WCHL. It is 33 degrees and wet this morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Vicki Reiner. It came as no surprise to me. Last week, this station reported on a poll that found that 80% of North Carolinians want Duke Energy and not its customers to pay the price for cleaning up their Dan River coal ash spill. A bit more surprising was their finding that that sentiment is shared equally among independents, Democrats, and Republicans. I've got to wonder what's wrong with the other 20%. For far too long, we've been paying Duke Energy to burn filthy coal to generate electricity. Coal is dangerous to mine, toxic to burn, and will soon run out, as non-renewable fossil fuels tend to do, but that's never bothered Duke Energy. They've just gone on burning the stuff, raising our rates, and dumping the highly toxic ash into storage ponds that in many cases they've placed next to our rivers. It was inevitable. Last month, one of Duke Energy's pipes collapsed, dumping more than 30,000 tons of coal ash into the Dan River. That spill coated more than 70 miles of the Dan with arsenic, mercury, lead, and other deadly toxins. Duke Energy failed to heed the warning of those who saw what was sure to come. They failed to meet minimal state standards requiring a transition to more sustainable energy sources. And they failed to understand what my mother taught me many years ago. You make the mess, you clean it up. Cleaning up the mess is a cost of doing business. Duke Energy pocketed $2.7 billion in profits last year alone. That should be more than enough to pay for the mess that they've made. This is Vicki Ryder.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And it is 6:45 at WCHL, moving into the NCAA tournament now, otherwise known as the Big Dance. Time to talk a little Carolina basketball on WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina is the number 6 seed in the East region of the NCAA tournament and will face Providence in San Antonio, Texas on Friday. The last game the Tar Heels played was this past Friday in an 80-75 quarterfinal loss to Pittsburgh in the ACC tournament. Carolina trailed by as many as 20 in the second half before storming back, but falling short.
It's extremely disappointing to play the way we did the first 30, 32 minutes of the game, but you have to congratulate Pittsburgh because they made us play that way. They were really effective. They were had a greater sense of urgency. They got to the backboards. They got to the loose balls. We were in too much of a rush on the offensive end of the floor. I thought we did a nice job and got back in the ball game right before the half. And then we came out in the second half and didn't play very well in the second half early either.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pitt senior forward Talib Zana pulled down 21 rebounds in the game, tied for the third most ever in an ACC tournament game. What allowed him that success? Tar Heel junior James Michael McAdoo explains.
Just his activity level, I'd say, for 40 minutes. You know, part of that was on us just not doing a good job of checking off each and every time, you know, they got a shot up. I think, you know, he just did a good job of going to the front of the rim, and a lot of the balls just dropped right into his hands.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right. Getting ready for even more excitement now in WCHL. Carolina basketball moving into the second phase, or actually the third phase of the season, now the NCAA tournament. 6:48 at WCHL. Coming up, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays coming up, and Freddie Conger standing by with a trivia quiz in just a few.
Gear up for spring adventure with new Chaco sandals from Great Outdoor Provision. We are serious about sandals, and Chaco builds the best. Stride through campus with signature style, wearing the sandal that's perfect for hitting the books or the beach. Get your new pair of Chaco sandals at the Eastgate Shopping Center location, which features all the new arrivals from Chaco and a whole lot more. So gear up and strap in for the upcoming spring with Gray Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook or visit grayoutdoorprovision.com.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here, without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile. Local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road. Or find us online at besttile.com.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report this morning is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, maybe a new watch band, an engagement ring, or a custom piece that you have been dreaming of for so long, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Ran Northam is here in the studio. And Ran, what's happening this morning in traffic?
Traffic moving fairly smoothly right now. You might see some slippery conditions out there because of the freezing precipitation that is out there. It's not too bad. As Brandon Vincent of the National Weather Service said, the roads are a bit warmer, so things are not really too slick on the roadways. But those bridges and overpasses certainly are areas that you need to be concerned of. And right now, I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Nice green shirt this morning.
Thank you very much. You too.
It is, after all, March 17th.
I'm just so glad I don't have to pinch you.
Yeah.
That is probably the best news of the day for me.
Me too. Yeah. celebrity birthdays coming up. Just a couple of minutes here. And so much more. That is Rand Northam out of the newsroom. And he'll be reporting on our traffic situation all morning long on WCHL. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. A favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, it is 33 degrees. Temperature right there above freezing this morning. Periods of drizzle, cloudy all day. Chance of rain and freezing rain this morning. And then rain likely in the afternoon as well. Our high temperature today only in the middle 30, so it's really not going to change a lot. 33 right now. High today, maybe 36. My goodness, chance of precipitation is 60% all day. Now, tonight, we'll have a 50-50 chance of precipitation. Cloudy skies, patchy freezing rain, and then overnight low in the upper 20s, so a little chillier tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies, chance of freezing rain, and more of the same kind of forecast, and then a chance of just plain old rain in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 40. Chance of precipitation is 50%. All of that should be over after, well, maybe not. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night as well. Chance of more drizzle, low in the upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a high way up in the middle 50s. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be that serious. It's just kind of depressing to think that we have another bit of wintry weather on the way when so many people are excited about spring. But, you know, hang in there. Everything's going to be all right. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Former NASA astronaut Ken Mattingly, 78 years old today. Paul Kantner, Jefferson Airplane, 73 years old today. Singer-songwriter Jim Weatherly is 71. Remember the song called I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes? That was him. John Sebastian of the 11 Spoonful, 70 years old today. And let's see here. Actor Patrick Duffy is 65. Bobby on Dallas. Bobby Ewing. Actor Kurt Russell is 63 today. Actress Leslie Ann Down is 60. Country singer Paul Overstreet, 59. Gary Sinise, 59 years old today. Former basketball and baseball player Danny Ainge is 55 years old today. Actress Vicki Lewis is 54. Let's see here. Actor Rob Lowe, 50 years old today. Rock singer Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins, 47 years old today. Actor Matthew St. Patrick, 46. Actor Yannick Truesdale, 45 years old today. Soccer player Mia Hamm, who played her college soccer here in Chapel Hill, is 42 years old today. Happy birthday, Mia. Carolyn Corr of the Corrs, 41 years old today. And actress Brittany Daniels, 38. Actress Eliza Hope Bennett is 22. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Kristen Ruffin, who used to be here at WCHL, is celebrating a birthday. And our birthday winner of the day is excellent photographer Tamara Lackey. Tamara Lackey is having a birthday today, and she's got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fortin Boulevard and Metamont coming to her. And they always love taking care of their customers. You know, they'll love taking care of you. Tamara Lackey, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
Top of the morning to you, Ronnie.
Oh, man.
For the Saints, Patsy's Day.
Yeah, thanks for wearing your green.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here, as always. Been a busy weekend for you, I know.
It's not easy being green.
But at least you're doing what you should do for the season.
Of course.
Or for the special day.
Yes. Hope everyone happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you drank lots of green beer yesterday after the ACC tournament was over, I'll bet.
Well, that was yesterday.
Oh, well, yesterday. That's what I said.
That's pre. That would be pre-St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. You got ready for the celebration.
Well, they're celebrating. Chicago River is now flowing with green. The fountain in front of the White House is green. It is kind of amazing. I mean, it's an unofficial holiday, but, oh, man, in New York City and down in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge stuff
huge.
Going on.
You're fired. Huge. What an obnoxious human being. Okay, that's my Donald Trump impression.
Oh, I did not. Yeah.
What kind of question you got today?
Well, the question has to do with, most logically,
St. Patrick's Day.
Green.
Green.
Okay. Green is the category.
To be more specific.
Everybody get ready, particularly all you fine arts and arts majors.
Okay.
Get that speed dial ready. I'll give you the number first. 919-929-WCHO, because this is your great chance to win $10 gift certificates to Cruisers.
Where you are good to go.
Yeah, and trade something that has been brought in earlier for trivia.
All right.
Here we go.
Green.
What two colors are mixed to make green?
Oh, that's easy. I know that.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Speed dial it, baby.
Yeah. Right now.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding his recent service experience with Mike Barr.
I drive from Raleigh to get my Acura serviced here because this is a great place to buy your car, and the service is great too. Thank you, Mike Barr, and everyone in service.
Thank you, Alan. Mike Barr is a fabulous team member. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Ah, sorry, on the phone this morning, 657 at WCHL.
Freddie, when you want to create green...
What do?
I know this.
You reach into the Crayola box and you get...
I know this from being a kid.
Yeah.
At one point. Still a kid in a lot of ways.
Well, me and you both.
Blue and yellow.
Exactamundo.
Yeah, you come up with green.
Yeah, although not a primary color, which would be, of course, red, yellow, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a secondary color. You mix blue and yellow... And you got
green. Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of folks are going to see it in the bottom of mugs and on lapels and.
Yeah, well,
you got any do you have any green boxers?
No. I think you look good in that green 3-piece suit, though.
I'm getting a green 2-piece for spring.
Bright green. Yeah, Freddie, you always look good.
God, thanks so much. Hey, everybody, have fun tonight. Don't do stupid stuff, however.
Exactly. Yeah, be sensible.
Have fun. Yeah. Be safe.
We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Act 4 for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Thank you.
See ya.
Pretty easy question this morning. What do you mix together to make green? The answer is blue and yellow. A lot of people knew the answer. Thank you so much for calling. Nancy Sidlowski of Chapel Hill was the first to get in. Nancy gets a swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
The 2014 UNC Healthcare Healthy Seed Challenge is up and running, and this year's challengers are already off to a great start. Here's Team Cameron's head coach, Allison Stevens.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all winners already because they're already dropping weight, they're already getting healthier, they're motivated to try new things and getting healthy all around.
Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS Store, Chapel Hill, North Fordham, and Meadowmont, Massage Envy Spa Eastgate, Twig, and Cameron's.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace brings you a look at the weather. Cruisers serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, it is 33 degrees. Cloudy skies, periods of drizzle, chance of rain and freezing rain this morning, and then rain likely in the afternoon as well. Chance of precipitation is about 60% all day. Our high today, only about 36 degrees, so temperature's not going to change a lot.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
There you go.
Outside the Diamond of Shields. Three-pointer is in there.
WCHL.